out of our special council meeting. We're in the regular study session, and we need to temporarily excuse the mayor. He had to go get his glasses, so he had forgotten them. We need to quickly go through the items on the May 7th regular council meeting agenda. If everybody could turn to your agenda, and let's just see if we've got anything there. Is Kyle joining us for the study session? Is he on the phone? No. Okay. All right. Mr. Jones will be joining us for the regular council meeting. He's out of town, but he will be joining us by phone when we get upstairs. If you look at page one, anybody got anything there? Page two. 3A is a public hearing, and 3B, 3.1 is a public hearing. Page three. Page four. Page five. Yes, Councilmember Griswold.
Just a question on 5H, the bus shelters. If by approving this funding, have we approved every single location on there, or can any location be changed or swapped?
Can we get an answer on that? Somebody from transportation?
It can be upstairs. I get it. So, thank you.
You're going to get the answer for us? Okay, we'll get the answer. Thank you very much. Anything else on page five? Page six? Page seven. Page eight. Page nine. And I see that 6M has been deleted. I'm assuming that's because of those issues we talked about the other day, Terry, that you're still doing the recalculation on that.
Vice Mayor, that's correct, yes. We detected a few errors in the calculation, particularly as it pertains to multifamily unit numbers. We're still correcting those. We're looking for that correction and the final report from Duncan to be completed this week, so that you'll have that. The introduction will be on the 21st for all of those. We have also, Councilmember Rawl, separated that into 10 separate items so that the cultural or any of those tables or the ordinance itself could be voted on separate.
And you can still create the table, because the question came up the other day, but there's no problem with that.
And Vice Mayor, just quickly, also what this means is before we bring it to the council, we want to make sure the multifamily representatives have had a chance to look at it. They can see the revisions and make sure that we're on the same page.
Appreciate you doing that. Councilmember Rawls.
On item 6L, I just caught this last night when I was reading this again. It talks about private parking enforcement of civil traffic violations, and I think what we mean there is civil parking violations, and that's the way the backup material reads. I don't think we want to have private enforcement of civil traffic violations, and I don't know whether or not we can, if we're voting off the agenda or whether.
This is an introduction. Can we make the change?
I don't know whether if we make the change.
Vice Mayor, Mr. Rawls, for clarification purposes, the intent of this was to contract for parking violations only.
Right. It was, and the backup made that clear.
Right.
All I'm concerned about is what we have posted is civil traffic violations, and I think we need to be, I don't know, I think we can amend it now. I don't know what we can do, but I want it straightened out.
Ms. Spinner, this is introduction. Can we amend the language for introduction to say parking, civil parking violations on 6L when it's read into the consent agenda?
We can, but really that won't amend the open meeting law issue, and I think we are still okay there because the statute requires that we give reasonable notice to the public of what's being discussed, and I think the agenda language as written does give reasonable notice that we are going to allow a private contractor to perform parking enforcement. It's probably not perfectly written, and I think we can amend that when we come back for the consideration.
That is fine. I just wanted to raise the issue because we don't want to get accused of turning over civil traffic enforcement to
I can assure you we're not going to let that happen.
Yes, exactly.
Who's reading the consent tonight? Is it Kim? Kim, can you just change that word, please, to parking instead of traffic violations? Thank you. Anything else on page 9? All right, we move on to page 10. Page 11. Page 12. 7Q is off the consent agenda, as is 8A.
Vice Mayor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor, I think Tammy Albrights has some additional information on 8A.
Thank you.
Yes, Vice Mayor, we have received a request from the owner's representative to remove them from tonight's agenda. They have some issues they're working out, and they will decide at a later date whether to come forward or not.
Okay, so 8A is being deleted? All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Page 13. Page 14. All right, we're going back to the pink agenda, and we are, I beg your pardon, did I miss one?
Didn't, Scott, didn't you have 9C removed because of the, in anticipation of people being here, even though the legal protest wasn't effective?
No, the item was, wait a minute,
never mind that, I apologize.
No, 9C, I think, is in Rex's district. I won't remove it because it's Rex's district. 6J was the item on conceptual, but this is just the introduction. So I'll let it go for that, and then we'll remove it from the next one.
No problem. And if someone wants to speak on the one on 9, is it 9C? They certainly have the right to turn in a blue card upstairs and have it pulled from the consent agenda. All right. The next item is to hear a presentation and discuss the timeline for the Wave Yard project. Because my daughter-in-law is a part owner in a family business that owns all of the, that owns the water parks in the valley and potentially could be in competition with this, I will declare, as I have consistently declared, a conflict of interest on this, refrain from discussion or voting on it, and I will turn this over to Councilmember Whalen to take this in the mayor's absence. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Mr. Rigby.
Thank you, Councilmember Whalen. I'm Scott Rigby with the City Manager's Office, here to give a obviously brief timeline update on the timeline for the Wave Yard project. If this will pull up. Essentially, the Riverview project, the Wave Yard project, is proposed to go into where we currently have the Riverview golf course and the softball field. They are also in discussing and talking with Maricopa County Animal Shelter. All together on the map, where to show up, there we go, is approximately 125 acres. About 5 acres of that would be leased in preparation for future expansion, if necessary, of the water, wastewater treatment plant. So that's the project area. If we go to the Wave Yard timeline, this started back through the process in March 6th to make the process go forward. It went through the usual planning and zoning process. We went through neighborhood meetings back in late April, 3 of them out at Whittier Elementary. I think they said it had anywhere between 35 and 50 people at each of the 3 meetings. On the second page of that timeline is where we are today, May 7th. We're here at study session, but really what happens starting tomorrow morning at P&Z study session is when the planning case goes before the study session at P&Z. We wanted to link that out to the public and let them know about that. Then on the May 10th, there'll be a planning zoning board hearing. There'll be a hearing about the project. And then it'll come back on the 17th for planning and zoning, which will have another public hearing. But then P&Z will have the opportunity to decide on the case, the recommendation to council. It then proceeds on to council starting May 21st, where the council will hear the introduction of the ordinance for the planning case. We'll have a development agreement and the third party economic report, which is required by state law in order to comply with the state incentive legislation. And that'll also start the notice of intent process. It'll then come back to council June 4th for a public hearing to discuss the development agreement and for council consideration at that time. Part of the reason it is moving quickly through the process is the council will have the opportunity to decide and discuss related to the election question that has come forward with this proposed project in order to meet the timeline that the city clerk has provided us. June 9th, we work backwards to ensure that this met our normal timeline. So in part of that process, within that timeline is we will be looking at replacing the softball fields. There's been a lot of discussion about that. And part of that process, and toward the later half of May, probably in the week of the 21st or the 17th, somewhere during that period of time, we will go out to the neighborhood around the Kleinman Park area. That park has been identified for an opportunity to revitalize, renovate that park, to take the two existing softball fields that are smaller in size, substandard, upgrade those, expand those, and include additional ball fields. We have a number of different options to doing that. We have a couple of citizens that submitted some options for that Kleinman Park. We'd go out to the public and get feedback in the neighborhood for Kleinman Park on that. So that'll be coming forward later in May. And the reason we're doing that is an opportunity to utilize existing resources to renovate, upgrade, hopefully improve that park for the neighborhood. But also then part of the timeline that doesn't show up here is there is an opportunity for the city to submit for a TSA grant that'll be due June 1st. It's only a grant, a process that goes every other year. And so it's an opportunity to meet that timeline. We want to go out and have some neighborhood discussion about Kleinman Park and using it for possible park site for the Riverview softball field complex to move to. And with that, be happy to answer any questions.
Scott, you said a TSA grant. Don't they have a new name now? Rather than TSA?
Oh, they probably do.
I can't remember what it is. It's not the TSA that checks you at the airport. That's who we're getting the grant from. One other question. So it's very clear that part of this process is the replacement of the softball diamonds in West Mesa. And the other part is the maintaining of the park at Riverview. There's been some talk about that was going also, but the park is, it may be somewhat redesigned and improved, but the lake and the park and the soccer fields will remain in place. That's my
opinion. We'll just go back to this map. Currently, what we're showing is, if you see where the existing parking lot, south of that, including the I affectionately call it the Bass Pro Pond, since they've been a good partner with us, is that will remain. It may be reconfigured. We may kind of take this corner off and then add it back down here in order for it to better blend into Wave Yard.
Okay. Any other questions, Member of the Council? Anything else, Mr. Brady? Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Vice Mayor?
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll go on now to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Ready? Councilmember Griswold.
I think you and I were at the leadership training development from the Chamber of Commerce graduation for the members, and it was a good event, and it's a great way program for people to find out how the city works and everything from waste treatment to city offices. So it's a great program. I'd suggest people get involved.
Thank you. Other events?
Just a reminder, Vice Mayor, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. is the Public Safety Breakfast put on by our Public Safety Committee at Mesa Country Club. Hopefully we'll have a good attendance to honor our heroes in the police and fire department and our citizens who have done heroic things throughout the year. And Mr. Brady, you are coming, I'm assuming. Mr. Pomeroy called me and wanted to know if you were going to be there.
Didn't know I was invited.
Oh, you are, sir. you have a special seat at the head table if you could be there.
Thank you for that. I do have a current obligation at Williams Gateway to make sure that's a prosperous opportunity out there. So I will.
Maybe one of your deputies?
We can send somebody.
Thank you.
Councilmember Griswold.
Did you say tomorrow or Wednesday?
It is Wednesday morning.
Thank you. Oh.
It is Wednesday morning. Forgive me.
Now Chris is looking at his palm.
I'm there.
And he's there. He's all about it Wednesday. On Friday evening, I welcomed the Catholic Daughters of the Americas, who are a charitable organization, I guess the female counterpart of the Knights of Columbus, who were in Mesa for their statewide meeting, and welcomed them to Mesa on behalf of the Mayor and Council. Anything else? Okay, then we'll move on to meeting scheduling of meetings and general information, and now we're going to see what we're going to do on Wednesday. What do we got, Mr. Brady?
Thank you, Vice Mayor. As a reminder, we do have a study session Thursday, May 10th, and again on the Thursday, May 17th. We also have one thing, well, I'm sorry, May 12th, Saturday before Mother's Day, we all need to make sure we get the right gift for Mother. So we want to make sure you're at Fiesta Mall on May 12th between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The city, we will have a city hall at the mall at Center Court. And also at the parking lot, we'll have some public safety equipment out there. There's an opportunity for residents to come out and visit with city staff and talk about the city services we provide. So this is kind of part of our effort to going where the citizens are instead of asking them to come to us. So we'll be out there at the mall, at Fiesta Mall, on Saturday, May 12th. And again, our next council meeting will be May 21st.
We aren't wrapping presents or anything like that, are we, Mr. Brady?
That probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Okay, anything else under scheduling of meetings or general information? Yes, Mr. Friedland.
If I could do a quick intro, let to introduce Beth Huning, our new city engineer. Today is her first day. She comes from the city of Chandler.
Welcome. We're glad to have you here. Too bad we didn't have any questions for you. Maybe we could go back. Councilmember Summers.
Vice Mayor, I will hope to be excused for Thursday morning study session. I have another event to attend.
Graduation.
It would be.
The hooding. Okay. Councilmember Griswold.
And I'll be out of the country, so I will not be there.
For Thursday. Okay. All right. Anything else under that item? Then do we have any pre-scheduled public opinion appearances? I see none on my agenda.
We do not, Vice Mayor.
All right. Then I'll have a motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we will gather again upstairs at 5:45. Thank you.